This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today. He will address a public meeting at Jasauli under Pachruki block in Sivan district in the afternoon. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to urban development, sewage treatment, PM Awas Yojana and railways worth over 5,900 crore rupees via video conferencing from Jasauli. He will also flag off a state-of-the-art locomotive built at the Marhoda plant in Saran district for export to the Western African country, the Republic of Guinea. This is the first export locomotive manufactured in this factory in Bihar. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnaw, met Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexei Overchuk yesterday. The meeting focused on strengthening cooperation in areas such as transport, connectivity, infrastructure and rare earth metals. In a social media post, Vaishnaw said he had a productive meeting with the Russian Deputy Prime Minister. They discussed key areas of collaboration, including transport, connectivity, infrastructure and rare earth metals. The Union Minister is currently in Russia to attend the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum 2025. In Sikkim, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will start today from Nathula at around 8:45 a.m. A total of 36 members group will begin the pious journey to be flagged off by the Governor Om Prakash Mathur. Additional Chief Secretary of Tourism and Civil Aviation C.S. Rao said various departments are working together to make the event successful. Ahead of the International Yoga Day, in an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Minister of State Independent Charge Pratap Rao Jadhav said, yoga is a lifestyle and not just a one-day event. He appealed to people that they should include yoga in their life and encourage their family members also to practice yoga.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना ना कोई बंधन ना कोई बॉडी टाइप बचपन हो या पचपन व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम योग सबका हक है
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ
Israel destroyed Iran's internal security headquarters in Tehran yesterday while Iranian missiles struck a major Israeli medical facility, marking a dramatic escalation in the seven-day conflict between the West Asian adversaries. The simultaneous attacks on critical infrastructure represent the most intense phase of direct military confrontation between the two nations in recent history. Details from our West Asia correspondent.
The attack on Soroka Medical Center has sparked strong condemnation from the Israeli leadership. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz have announced plans to intensify military operations targeting strategic sites across Iran. The Israeli military has already launched strikes on key locations, including Arak heavy water reactor and the facilities in Natanz, as part of efforts to degrade Iran's nuclear and missile production capabilities. Iranian state media confirmed that there is no radiation threat from the Arak facility, adding that personnel had been safely evacuated before the attack. While Netanyahu clarified that regime change in Iran is not an official Israeli objective, he acknowledged that sustained military pressure on government institutions could eventually lead to such an outcome. Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump has maintained a deliberately vague stance when pressed about possible American military intervention in Israel's strike on Iran. The White House has signaled that a decision on whether United States will join the conflict is expected within the next 2 weeks. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated top Indian chess player Divya Deshmukh on defeating the world number one, Hu Yifan, in the second leg of Blitz semi-final at the World Team Blitz Championships in London. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Divya's success highlights her grit and determination, and it also inspires many upcoming chess players. In cricket, the first test of the five-match series of the Tendulkar-Anderson Trophy between India and England will begin at Headingley, Leeds today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.